Okay, so blockchain. You've probably heard the buzz, right? About how it's gonna like revolutionize everything from, how we handle money to like even how we govern ourselves. It's kind of everywhere these days. But to be honest, the word decentralization, it gets thrown around so much, it can feel like, just another tech buzzword.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those terms that can be a bit slippery.
Right. So today, that's what we're diving into. Like, what does decentralization actually mean? Especially when we're talking about like the biggest names in the game, Ethereum, Cardano, Solana. This isn't just some abstract tech talk, though. We're talking about real companies, real money, and real power dynamics at play.
Absolutely. And the stakes are only getting higher.
Exactly. And to really get into it, we got to start with this. Well, it's a pretty juicy bit of news, I guess you could say. Charles Hoskinson, the founder of Cardano, he basically called out Vitalik Buterin, the guy behind Ethereum.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, accused him of running a dictatorship.
It's an interesting accusation,
Right.
and it really cuts to the heart of this whole debate.
Totally. Like, is a strong leader actually a bad thing when we're talking about systems that are supposed to be, decentralized?
Right, because on the one hand, you need someone with vision, someone to rally around,
Right.
but then there's the risk of, like, too much centralized control.
Exactly.
And that's what's so fascinating to me about how this is all playing out, not just, like, on Twitter or in these debates, but in the technology itself.
What do you mean?
Well, look at Solana, for example. It's quietly becoming this powerhouse in the space, and they're doing it without a cult of personality.
That's true.
It seems like their success is more about the strength of their platform than, any one person.
Yeah, and we are going to get into the nitty-gritty of all that, I promise. But first, let's talk numbers for a second.
Always a good place to start.
Right, because the numbers, well, they tell a pretty crazy story. So Solana, they recently processed something like 36.4 million transactions in a single day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then you compare that to Cardano, which did about 31,000.
Okay, so a slight difference there.
Just a little, yeah. Now, to be fair, Cardano, they're really focused on this whole other side of things, right? Security, scalability. So it's not exactly a fair comparison, but still, those numbers, what's your take on all that?
Well, it's easy to get caught up in the hype. Everyone wants speed,
Right.
more transactions, lower fees,
Sure.
and Solana's architecture. It's
Yeah.
built for that. But I think it's important to remember that Cardano is playing a longer game. They're focused on creating something that's, sustainable and secure for the long haul.
So, like apples and
In a
oranges,
way, yeah.
but we are still talking about fruit, right? And it's not just us talking about this stuff.
Right.
Institutional investors are paying attention too.
Oh, absolutely. They're watching this space very closely.
And they're placing bets.
Big bets.
Exactly. There was this report by Vanna, they're a major investment firm, and they were like really impressed by Solana, talking about how they're outperforming Ethereum on speed, on efficiency, even on active
They've
users.
definitely made a splash.
So does that mean it's game over for Ethereum?
I wouldn't count them out just yet.
Nah.
That same report, they also pointed out that Ethereum still has this huge advantage when it comes to, like, institutional trust.
Interesting.
You've got that first mover advantage, and that counts for a lot in this world.
It's kind of amazing though, right? How much of this comes back to like leadership. You've got Cardano, which is so closely tied to Charles Hoskinson and his vision, and then Solana over here just quietly building.
Yeah, it's a fascinating contrast. And it
Yeah.
makes you wonder, right? Like, is a strong leader actually necessary in this space? Or can a really, like, groundbreaking product just stand on its own,
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? So for our listeners out there, the people trying to make sense of all this, what do you think matters more? Should they be looking for the next like Vitalik Buterin, or should they be like digging into the tech itself?
I don't think it has to be one or the other.
Okay.
A charismatic leader, they can definitely get people excited, build a community, get the word out.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, the tech has to deliver.
Right.
People need to be able to trust the platform, no matter who's, calling the shots.
Which, speaking of, kind of brings us to the elephant in the room,
Which is,
Bitcoin. We're over here talking about, charismatic leaders
yeah.
and fancy new tech, and Bitcoin's just kind of like chugging along in the background,
Right, just doing its thing.
like it always has.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about Bitcoin. It's the original,
The OG.
exactly, the OG decentralized project.
Yeah.
No leader, no CEO, just code and a whole lot of belief.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? We talk about decentralization like it's this new idea.
Right.
But Bitcoin's been doing it for, what, over a decade now?
And thriving, I might add.
Without all the drama.
Well, there's some drama.
Okay, fair enough. But you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my point, right?
Yeah.
Bitcoin, it challenges our assumptions.
About
what it takes to build something lasting in this space.
So, okay, let's recap for a second. We've got Ethereum, right? Strong leader in Vitalik Buterin, massive community.
Right.
We've got Solana, all about speed, efficiency.
Right.
And then there's Bitcoin, just this like decentralized entity, kind of doing its own thing. It's a lot to process.
It is. And it's not just about these three either.
Right.
There's so many other projects out there, each with its own approach, its own strengths and weaknesses.
So where do we even begin?
Well, I think the takeaway here is that there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Okay.
No magic formula for success in the blockchain space.
So looking at these three, what are we supposed to learn?
I think they highlight the different forces at play.
Okay.
You know, the importance of leadership, the power of technology, and the enduring appeal of a truly decentralized system.
So, like, we're looking at different species of blockchain.
I like that. Different species, each with its own evolutionary path.
But to really understand these different species, we need to go beyond the surface, right?
Exactly.
We need to look under the hood.
100%.
So, for example, we talk about Solana's speed, but what is it, like, technically that makes them so fast?
Well, a lot of it comes down to their consensus mechanism. They use something called proof of history.
Proof of history? That sounds, honestly, kind of complicated.
It's a bit of a mouthful, yeah.
Can you, like, break it down for us? What is that?
Okay, so imagine a blockchain like a history book, right?
Okay, I'm with you.
Each page is a block. And in a traditional blockchain like Bitcoin or Ethereum, every time you turn the page, everyone in the network has to agree. Like, yep, that's what's on that page before you can move on to the next one.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that takes time, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Especially when things get busy. It's like everyone trying to check out the same book at the library.
Right, right.
So that's where Solana's proof of history comes in.
Okay, so what do they do differently?
They basically created this, like, cryptographic clock.
A clock?
Yeah, it's like a timestamp.
Clock?
But it's, you know, cryptographically secure. So every transaction gets its own little timestamp.
So it's like each event in the history book has its own, like, verifiable timestamp on it?
Exactly. So you can see the order of everything that happened without having to, like, verify every single detail, which speeds things up a lot.
So it's like Solana is this high-speed train.
With proof of history as its engine, yeah.
Ethereum's more like a bustling city.
With, you know, all the traffic jams that come with it.
So where does that leave Cardano in all of this?
Cardano's interesting. They're taking a much more, let's say, methodical approach.
Okay.
They're building their blockchain on proof of stake.
Right. We touched on that earlier.
But they're really focused on security and scalability.
Like, really focused.
Like, their whole thing is built on peer-reviewed research and formal verification.
Wow. Okay.
So if Solana's the high-speed train and Ethereum's the bustling city, Cardano's more like, I don't know, maybe those meticulous architects.
Designing a city to last for centuries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They might not be the flashiest, but they're playing the long game.
It's like we're talking about apples, oranges, and pears, right?
Mm-hmm.
They all have their pros and cons, their strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly.
But how's someone supposed to choose?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is.
I think the most important thing is to look beyond the hype.
Which there's a lot of in this space.
Oh, tons. But don't be swayed by the marketing, you know. Look at the technology. How does it actually work?
Do your research.
Exactly. Read the white papers, if you have to.
Oh, no, not the white papers.
Yeah, not all bad. But really, the point is, don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. Ask the tough questions.
Challenge the status quo.
Exactly.
Well said. It feels like we've only scratched the surface here.
Oh, for sure. There's so much more to explore.
But hopefully this has given everyone a good starting point, a foundation to build on.
That's what we were going for.
So to our listeners, keep learning, keep asking those tough questions, and most importantly, keep exploring this exciting new world. Until next time.